The question for today is, the book of Genesis says that God created man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Another scripture says that we should not fear those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but only God who can destroy both body and soul in hell. What does this mean? The Hebrew term nephesh, translated soul in the Old Testament, generally means being, but has several nuances of meaning. Genesis 2 verse 7 states, "And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." The term translated being, soul, in the King James Version, in no way indicates immortality. The same term is translated creature in Genesis 1 verse 24 and chapter 2 verse 19 and refers to the animals God had created. The term refers to the essence of life in 1 Kings 17 verse 21 and 22. The Greek term translated soul in the New Testament is spelt P-S-U-C-H-E. Greek translators use this term in translating the Hebrew nephesh. In Matthew 10 verse 28, Jesus states, "And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." This passage shows clearly that the soul, however one defines it, can be destroyed. Both body and soul can be destroyed in Gehenna, translated hell here, which is the consuming fire which will completely destroy all the incorrigibly wicked in the day of judgment. There will be no resurrection for those who are destroyed in Gehenna. Men can kill, but cannot prevent God from raising their victims to life again. Only God can destroy permanently, and he will do it only for the incorrigibly wicked. This does not mean, however, that a person remains conscious after death. Rather, it means simply that after death, individual identity is preserved and remains in an unconscious state until the resurrection. Some expositors make an artificial distinction between kill and destroy in this verse. They claim that the latter means reduced to ruin, which implies a state of misery rather than annihilation. However, since the point is that God, who is able to destroy both soul and body, is being contrasted with men who are able to kill only the body, it is obvious that kill and destroy are used synonymously here. To destroy a soul is to kill it. Since it can be killed, it is not immortal. Luke's parallel account adds clarity to Matthew's rendition. "And I say unto you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him." Luke 12, verse 4 and 5. This is simply another way of saying that men are unable to take away a person's life forever. Only God can do that.